Chinese international student in my class was telling me about how his evangelical dad in Beijing believes that Trump was chosen by God to win the election, but that this victory is part of a larger divine plan to destroy the United States. I cannot afford eggs, therefore all immigrants must is a conclusion that some governments and people have reached throughout history, such as Germany in the 30s, America now, and Germany now as well. The reason why I like being Eastern European is because life in Eastern Europe, unironically, not even joking, fucking sucks. It is nearly impossible to live the life that a normal American or a German lives if you are from this cursed place. And on top of this, you are constantly under the threat of war from Russia or with one of your neighbors, minimum. People go to universities for 12 years to be a doctor or a dentist just to make what an American or German cashier makes in a month. And while the cost of living is cheaper, it's not like everything is a dollar here and rent is $2. And normal jobs are within the range of $300 to $500 a month here. That much money isn't gonna get you far, even in fucking Dushanbe. So for me, who was raised in this bullshit place, ruined by corrupt banks and politicians, constantly looting money from people, to hear Americans complain that they can't buy eggs from their single family homes with a Ford F-150 parked out front, it was genuinely boiling me. Now, you know how it is. I made it out the hood, paid off my family's predatory bank loans, and I'm good now. But that's because I was very lucky for the opportunity to do YouTube. The rest of my country, and around 15 or so more, are completely fucked. And most of the population lives with a dream of even making half the amount of money that an American Walmart guy makes. If you want to know if you can get Chinese residency now, you can look up your ancestors with today's sponsor, who is MyHeritage, the number one family history service. MyHeritage allows you to search the 33 billion plus historical documents they have to find records of your family members. And with instant discoveries, you can add an entire branch of your heritage to your family tree with a click of a button. For example, here is my family tree, and you can find out a lot of things. For example, here I found out that all the people who were related to me that were awarded medals in the Soviet Union for their service. There were a couple guys with big gold medals, some silver, and some bronze. Either way, I know that people related to me were not just sitting on their ass all day drinking, and we actually did good in fighting World War II, which was a pretty cool discovery. You can also use MyHeritage to repair, colorize, and even animate old photos of your ancestors, such as I am here with one of mine. And all in all, it's a pretty cool service for allowing you to discover your heritage along with a bunch of historical records just by searching up your last name, and also with the instant discoveries tab. You can sign up for a 14-day free trial and enjoy all the features MyHeritage has to offer with the link in the description, and discover your family secrets. Thank you for sponsoring the video. So looking at the majority of Americans voting Trump because, yeah, he's horrible to women and everyone that isn't a billionaire and also white, but he will make eggs cheaper, just to have the egg prices rise again is absolute cinema. First of all, I know y'all don't even eat eggs. If Americans actually ate eggs and cared about egg prices, they would not have these obesity rates. You know how hard it is to be fat while eating eggs? Trump came into power and immediately started threatening not Russia, not China, not Iran, but America's very best allies, talking about taking back the Panama Canal, taking Greenland, and fuck it, Canada too. I will not let Americans take Hoser. Critical support to Fidel Castro's son against the American regime. Not only threats, but actions too. He literally put a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico, their neighbors and biggest trading partners. He's literally shooting himself in the foot because he's bored, and plus making everything more expensive for Americans, because after you get the 25% tariff, it doesn't mean everything will just be $125 instead of $100. After things get imported, the resellers and merchandisers have to take their cut on top of that. So more realistically, a 25% tariff means everything Canadian or Mexican that would cost $100 usually now would cost more like $150. Same thing with Taiwan. He wants to put tariffs on their semiconductors, a place that has only existed because of America's support, saying they would defend them from a Chinese invasion. First of all, all. We know how good America's promises are, because they promised the same thing to Ukraine if they gave up their nukes. And look at their defense of Ukraine now, where they abandoned my goats to the point where Zelensky himself is saying that they haven't received 9 out of 10 pieces of equipment that was promised to them. Now Taiwan, the place where 90% of the world's chips get made, that are the main parts of your car, laptop, fridge, TV, PlayStation, computer, Kindle, dishwasher, fucking literally anything electronic, is being sanctioned. And if you're Taiwan, right, why would you not think, hold on, what the fuck am I risking an invasion from China just to sell to these motherfuckers that sanctioned me? As if the chip shortage in the world isn't high enough. Trust me, America did not need this. So you're just shooting yourself in the foot for absolutely no reason, probably because Trump is bored and also now wants to concentrate a lot of non-Americans into these camps. He wants to make concentration camps, and I'm pretty sure he will too. And guess what? With deporting immigrants.
What percentage of your workers are not US born?
Probably half.
About half?
Yeah.
If there were a mass roundup of undocumented migrants, that you might lose workers, you might not have enough workers.
Well, the question I ask, how are they going to do that? Within 2 days, we will not have food. There will not be food anywhere.
2 days?
Yes.
So even in the most evil, Lorax selfish way of thinking of, oh, Trump is evil, but at least he will make the egg prices go down, if the people that harvest these eggs are people that will actually be paid a normal salary instead of immigrants that were being exploited for cheap labor beforehand and being paid like shit, the egg prices are gonna go up. It doesn't take a fucking genius to understand this, does it? Same thing with home ownership. Ignoring the fact that the housing crisis in the US is caused by motherfuckers just hoarding homes and treating homes like a painting that will increase in value over time instead of a thing that people need, such as a roof over their heads, what do you think kicking all the construction workers who are mostly illegals are gonna do for you? Dvalishvili was an illegal immigrant and he became the UFC world champion. You know how much money he's generated for America? It's gonna increase the housing prices because the developers will only go on a profit of $5 million if they paid people well instead of their $10 million that they're used to. And what can you really do with 5 mils, you know? So they're gonna jack these prices up and go fuck yourself and your eggs too, you Yankee fuck. So as the US is just destroying themselves and turning into this fascist, capitalist piece of shit rule over some propaganda that they couldn't afford eggs, I know you motherfuckers could afford eggs. If you can afford an F-150, you can most definitely afford fucking eggs. You guys really have not known what it's like to actually not be able to afford eggs. We have this saying in Georgian, you don't want it, you don't want it, eat a dick. Arginda nuginda, chamekale. And to collapse your global hegemony over a plot that is straight out of The Boys, tariff your neighbors and threaten to invade your allies using military force is insane. So, arginda nuginda chamet khale. He radiates power in this picture, doesn't he? There's no aggression. He's hunched, has a neutral expression, but you can quite literally feel the authority oozing from him. Well, let's see. The Chinese didn't fund militias in my country to terrorize my people and overthrow my first and only good president, didn't fund a died in Palestine, didn't bomb Iraq for no reason, and the list goes on. And like, the stupidest thing is, they are using your American money to do all of this, which is just unfair. Instead of giving you guys healthcare, your money just gets used to people, which is fucked up. You pay taxes in America knowing that shit's going to people. Not only not having healthcare just so many Americans themselves, but these useless military campaigns that never accomplished anything except and destruction, including American bringing a lot of Americans home in caskets with a couple of gunshots on their funeral as their service. This is fucked up, man. Americans should actually be receiving the benefits of the money they pay to their government, like good public transport, free healthcare, free colleges, job security, and way more. And trust me, if fucking Estonia can afford all of this, then America, the richest country on the planet with its trillion-dollar companies, can definitely afford this. You know, us Georgians, we have always been ahead of the times. We ditched the European Union before Trump sanctioned them, fought the very Nazis that are gaining power right now, collaborated with China way before it was cool, and it will be cool now that Trump is sanctioning every one of his allies and destroying Turkey? No worries, Greeks and Armenians. We have our best guy on the job. The wildest thing is still absolutely Trump just giving Taiwan to China, because semiconductors are literally the most important thing in the world right now. Way more important than oil, because at least a lot of countries have oil. Taiwan is the only place where these chips get made, and he just threw it all away for like dick shit. Not even dip shit, dick shit. Now mainland China will just get more influence over Taiwan. While China actually builds their cities and makes them look like this, provides amazing public transport for its people with its clean, fast metros, the US refuses to build any shred of infrastructure because what? California has been trying to build a rail system for 16 years now, and nothing has been done. Not even the initial phase is complete, let alone the other ones. Only 57 miles of rail has been built in these 16 years. Elon Musk has also interfered with this project because he's Satan and because he wanted to make money off it, so he proposed stupid ideas such as the Hyperloop in 2013 as an alternative, and the fucking Tesla tunnels to skew skepticism in the rail project and actually get people to be less hyped about it. Just anything to make people's lives worse and make himself more money. So yes, the Chinese century is here because of the US shooting themselves in the foot, but at least we'll get high quality trains that are on time. So, you know, you weighed this shit up yourself. Also, I haven't been to mainland China, but I have been to Hong Kong. Let me tell you guys, I saw the light. On God, when me and Geopold went to get a train, literally like 70-80% of the time, the train was already there waiting for us to get in.
I'm here, okay? I'm not going anywhere.
And the other times that I had to wait for the metro, it was only 1 or 2 minutes. And the longest I've ever had to wait was 4 whole minutes for a train. And that was during Chinese New Year. So, you know, I always appreciate when a country does public transport well. Xi Jinping, I know you're watching this. I have a proposal. You know how Russia took away Outer Manchuria during the Chinese century of humiliation? Putin is weak now, Xi, and these territories are all historic Chinese land, you know. You have a better claim to it than Russia ever did. You have the biggest military in the world as well, so you know what to do. And seeing the global world power shift as you're growing up is an absolutely crazy thing to see, because while the US was waging wars in foreign countries and spending trillions on innocent people in tents, China was using money to actually build their own cities instead of destroying other people's cities. A lesson that Russia can learn from. Using their money to innovate and make better technologies and products than the West, beating them at their own game. Because the Western companies were exploiting China for their cheap labor, moving all their companies there, and basically laughing at the concept of China becoming a global power, because they thought, oh, they're dumb. They can't make better cars or products than us. Just an inherently Western supremacist idea to have. A lot of how China reached this level of technological development is because when the Western companies were bringing their products to be manufactured in China for cheap labor, the Chinese people were making these products. So they learned how to make these products. And with a lot of investment and subsidies and cheap loans from the Chinese government, they learned how to make even better products. Which is how just a couple days ago, DeepSeek, a Chinese AI, dropped onto the world like a fucking dick on your face when you're sleeping around the homies.
What?
And wiped $1 trillion from the American stock market. They wiped $1 trilly! Because it was just as good as ChatGPT, if not better in some cases, and it cost them $5.6 million compared to ChatGPT, which was much more expensive, and ChatGPT also loses $700,000 a day. Along with this, cars. Despite the European Union tariffing Chinese cars, they are still losing their car companies, such as the Volkswagen Group, which is running into huge trouble just operating at the moment, to the point where they've had to close down 3 factories in Germany and lay off thousands of people for this reason. And it's because they can't compete with Chinese cars' batteries, which are made in China and are better and cheaper than European ones. So Volkswagen had to sell their electric vehicles for a higher price, and the people just weren't into that. And along with this, Chinese cars are just very good. They look good, they're high quality, and they're cheap. So when those cars hit the European and American market, probably over. As this Georgian car reviewer said, And on top of this, they've made the most sold electric car brand in the world, outselling Tesla by more than 2 times. For trains and public transport, this isn't even a close call. China is literally just better in every single way. In trams, buses, trains, or whatever you can imagine than Western countries. And I've been to a lot of countries in Europe. I've tried out all their metros. Let me tell you, bro, it is nothing compared to a single line in the Hong Kong metro. They even have gaming. China has literally overtaken every single industry and outdone the Western companies in their own game. Literally. League of Legends, 40% stake in Epic Games, which makes Fortnite, and the Unreal Engine, where basically every game is developed now. Clash of Clans, Genshin Impact, PUBG Mobile, Black Myth Wukong, which broke records for selling 10 million copies in 3 days, and also having the most amount of people playing at the same time. Clash Royale, Call of Duty Mobile, and they're probably gonna buy Ubisoft now. I'm calling it. This year or next year. This is just genuinely surprising because they have become dominant in every industry ever. Even in fucking video games. Also, a couple days back, they made the fucking sun. That's right, they literally made the sun run for 18 minutes. It's basically used to generate clean energy with plasma or some shit. I'm not a scientist, but they made the sun, bro. How is that not mind-blowing? This was a major breakthrough, and they did this and DeepSeek within the same week. What kind of buttons is she pressing? And regardless of what kind of beef you have with China, it is still amazing that this technology is now developed and that this clean energy will help us deal with climate change so California won't burn down in January anymore. And then the landlords increase the rent for no reason. They also do generate the most waste in the world, but they're also the leaders in renewable energy. Very weird dynamic here.
In just a few years, China has built this world-class fusion research campus from scratch, while the US still lacks anything like it.
Let's see, which industries are left? China is also the world's top country in just general construction, but mainly infrastructure. Nearly every road in Europe, Africa, and Asia is being built by China. While a lot of people have expressed concerns for this because of China's loans, Europe and America do the same exact thing with loans. No country is just going to forget if someone can't pay back a loan, you know? Regarding actual construction though, China has built literally everything in Africa. A bunch of railways, roads, schools, hospitals, you name it, and China has built it in Africa. Also, 138 projects for clean energy, such as solar, hydropower, and wind power projects. Also, this map already existed of the main trade partners of countries, but like after Trump's tariffs, it's literally just going to be a red wave. Is this the red wave that was coming that Trump was talking about? Is Trump a Maoist and did we not know? Like, that Chinese guy's dad was completely right. Social media, TikTok, like just absolutely being dominant for no reason. It's crazy. Me personally, I'm ready to sign up on Duolingo and start learning Mandarin because it's not really looking too good for the US. You know, I know how hard life is in the United States. Everybody would rather grow up and work and live in Eastern Europe. So I hope the Americans that voted for Trump will be able to afford eggs now at least. Prayer emoji. So with everything being said, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. Thank you so much for watching. My videos have been getting a lot of views and I'm very happy for that. And subscribe too. Subscribe now. I know you like this video. So if you would like to see more, like and subscribe and goodbye. You can sign up for a 14-day free trial and enjoy all the features MyHeritage has to offer with the link in the description and discover your family secrets. Thank you for sponsoring the video.